NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by Pennzoil, the Ask For motor oil with Z7. It needs no other additive. Here's John Wolfe.
There has been a battle between Chinese communist troops and Russian border guards in the Soviet Far East. For a report, here is Kenneth Bernstein, NBC News, Moscow.
The Russians have announced a border clash with Chinese communist forces involving an indeterminate number of dead and wounded. Moscow accuses Peking of sending what's called an armed Chinese unit, further description not given, to attack a Soviet border post in the Far East. According to the Russians, the Chinese opened fire at Soviet border guards but were eventually forced to retreat. In an unusual move, Moscow announced the flare-up only 18 hours after it happened. TASS news agency said a strong protest has already been sent to Peking. Border clashes between the ideological foes have been reported unofficially for many months, but it's the first official protest of a border incident with casualties. Kenneth Bernstein, NBC News, Moscow.
Several people have reportedly been killed in an auto racing accident at the Yellow River Drag Strip just outside Covington, Georgia. One or more cars went out of control, smashing into the crowd of spectators. NBC News talked to a spokesman at the Newton County Hospital in Covington.
The only thing that we know is that a car went out of control and smashed into the stands, into the spectators. We treated quite a few patients. I don't know how many yet. They are still treating them, and we don't have any information released yet. No names, no conditions.
First reports indicate that as many as 8 people may have been killed and as many as 50 injured. More in a moment.
Perhaps you've noticed how often Pennzoil is referred to as the Ask For motor oil. And perhaps you've wondered why the word ask is so unique to Pennzoil. Well, it just grew up that way over many, many years. You see, when people definitely want one particular thing, they always make a point of asking for it. And that's the way it is with Pennzoil. People try it, they like it, they start asking for it every time they need motor oil. Try asking for it yourself and you'll discover an interesting thing. Most dealers carry Pennzoil, even if they don't have it out on display. They know that people who want Pennzoil always ask for it, whether they see it or not. And that's the way to get Pennzoil. Ask for it. When you do, you get the most famous brand of pure Pennsylvania oil. What's more, you save the cost of buying an additive, because Pennzoil contains its own additive, Z7. Wherever you go for gasoline or service, even where you don't see Pennzoil on display, ask for it. Once again, John Wolfe.
President Nixon is flying back to Washington. The president ended his 8-day European trip with a visit to Pope Paul today in Rome. They discussed the issues that divide the world. The Pope assured Mr. Nixon of the Vatican's cooperation in solving world problems. Earlier in Paris, Mr. Nixon's final meeting with President de Gaulle was described as cordial, with de Gaulle agreeing to visit the United States early next year. The president also got an extensive briefing from Allied negotiators to the Paris peace talks. That included a meeting with South Vietnamese Vice President Ky. It was announced today that the 4 major powers will discuss the Middle East situation soon, that meeting to be carried out through the United Nations Security Council. Mr. Nixon is due to arrive in Washington later tonight. The Speaker of the West German Parliament, Kyuwe von Hassel, has flown from Bonn to West Berlin without incident, just a few hours after the Soviet Union said it would not guarantee the safety of delegates flying to West Berlin for Wednesday's elections. The Allies answered the threat by saying the Russians would be held responsible for the safety of all flights in the air corridors across East Germany into Berlin. Traffic on the Autobahn was stopped for 2 hours today as the Russians and East Germans continue to stage war maneuvers. The crew of the Apollo 9 was pronounced fit and eager for Monday's scheduled launch. Chief physician Dr. Charles Berry said the 3 astronauts have minor throat irritations, but it would not prevent liftoff. The weather forecast is cloudy. Launch is set for 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. NBC Radio and Television will cover the launch live. The battleship New Jersey supported American infantrymen and tanks today as they overran a North Vietnamese regimental headquarters 4 miles below the demilitarized zone in South Vietnam. Food on tables was still warm when infantrymen surged into the abandoned headquarters. Elsewhere, 3 American helicopters were shot down, several damaged as sporadic enemy shellings continue across South Vietnam. Communist forces captured a strategic outpost in Laos today in what was described as the heaviest defeat by the Laotian army so far. Exact casualty figures are not available. Former President Eisenhower is continuing to show resiliency in his battle against pneumonia. Doctors at Walter Reed Army Hospital in Washington say the infection in General Eisenhower's right lung is subsiding and he is resting comfortably. 300 student radicals left offices of Japan's Kyoto University in a mess today. They smashed windows and tore up papers. The demonstration was staged to block entrance examination and paralyze the school's operations. Once again, the hour's top story. Moscow says Chinese communist troops killed several Russian border guards and wounded others in a battle in the Soviet Far East. A protest has been sent to Peking. John Wolf, NBC News, reporting.
Listen again on the hour for NBC Monitor News. Lenny D. and I Apologize on Monitor. Program that asks the question, do you know the difference between a schlemiel and a schlemazel? If you don't, it tells you. Well, at least our guest Leo Rustin tells you. We'll meet him 3 minutes from now. Here's Dean Martin with Gentle on My Mind.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that have dried up on some lines. It keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of no memory. It keeps you with a gentle on the mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on the columns now that binds me. Or something that somebody said because they thought we'd fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing nor forgiven when I walk along some railroad track and find. Moving on a back road by the river with no memory, and for hours you're just gently on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from the gurgling crack and pour on in some train yarn. My beard is up in coal pile and a dirty hat put low across my face. Cut hands on a tin can, I pretend I'll hold you to my breast and find that you're waving from the back. echoes by the river of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
No doubt about it. Your Plymouth dealer tells it like it is when competition can't even write it down. Did you know Plymouth Fury comes with class exclusives like torsion bar suspension for better handling, single unit welded body for strength, seven-step dip and spray treatment for rust proofing? Competition offers none of these features. Did you know Fury 3 has the biggest brakes, the biggest trunk, and the most rear seat room in its class? Precision, easy-to-read gauges instead of warning lights. Widest door opening for easy entry and exit. Even a standard electric clock. Get the straight story. See your Plymouth dealer. When it comes to a great car buy, he tells it like it is. And now, during the Great Plymouth Sale, you can buy a new Fury with reduced prices on such popular options as vinyl roof, all-vinyl interior, and many others. Drop by your Plymouth dealers today. He tells it like it is.
For those of you who feel out of it when you hear comedians like Buddy Hackett or Jackie Mason or Myron Cohen, because they use words that you aren't sure you understand, well, there's a new dictionary. It's called The Joys of Yiddish. It has more than definitions. It has jokes. It's a doll of a book. Leo Rosten, author of The Education of Hyman Kaplan, H asterisk, Y asterisk, and so forth, he put this dictionary together. Mr. Austin, I wonder if you happen to know how many Yiddish words there are.
You mean in the language of Yiddish?
Yeah, it is a language.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I have no idea except that a great Yiddish dictionary is compiled now for the first time, and the first two volumes go through the letter A. There will be 20 volumes.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Or oy vey.
Or oy vey.
Yeah.
But the thing that interested me in this book, Mr. Morgan, was that I was writing a book about the English language and how many Yiddish words and expressions and constructions have come into English to enrich our language from Yiddish. So the book is really The Joys of Yiddish for people who read English. And I got onto this because some years ago I was in London and I was reading the London Economist. And there was a caption which said, "Mortgage loan hoo-ha." Now, I thought to myself, if the people of Chaucer and Shakespeare are beginning to say hoo-ha, something's going on. Then I was struck by the fact that on television and on radio and on many of your programs among entertainers, there are a great many Yiddish words or expressions. Now, words, things like kibitzer, shlemiel, mishmash, megillah, bubala, you know, they go in the greens, hello, bubala, dear.
Mm-hmm.
Then there are many expressions like who needs it or get lost.
Mm-hmm.
Or that I need like a hole in the head.
Mm-hmm.
Or go fight City Hall. Or excuse the expression. These are almost direct English transliterations or translations from the Yiddish.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think too many people know the difference between a schlemiel and a schlamazel.
Well, schlemiel comes from the German story of a character named Peter Schlemiel. And Peter Schlemiel was a man who sold his soul to the devil and cast no shadow. And his adventures are the adventures of an unfortunate, luckless man. Now, schlamazel is a fabulous word as a type. It means the fellow who's always unlucky. And it comes from two words, the German schlim, meaning bad, and the Hebrew mazel, meaning luck.
Oh, that mazel is originally a Hebrew word.
Oh, yes.
See, I don't think most people know that Yiddish is not Hebrew. They're two entirely different languages.
You can know perfect Yiddish and not understand Hebrew. You can know perfect Hebrew and have a hard time with Yiddish. About 15% of the vocabulary of Yiddish is Hebrew. Now, the difference between a schlemiel and a schlamazel is that the schlemiel is always knocking things off of tables. And the schlamazel is the fellow on whose foot they always fall.
Our guest is and has been Leo Rosten. The book is The Joys of Yiddish, and it is a joy to read. The only thing missing is he has never figured out a real way to have the book come alive and say, Thanks very much, Leo Rosten. Shalom Aleichem.
Stay right here on NBC.
At 16 past the hour, you're on the monitor beacon.
Hello, this is Jack Hayes. What's happening in the area? Let's find out. Half Hollow Hills High School on Vanderbilt Parkway in Dix Hills will be alive with the sound of music on Friday, March 7th, when its band, under the direction of Mr. Frank Malzone, will present a benefit concert for Huntington women in support of our men in Vietnam. The proceeds from this musical evening will enable the women's organization to send 350 Easter gift packages to Huntington servicemen stationed in Vietnam. The concert is at 8:30 p.m. Friday, March 7th. If you'd like further information, call Mrs. Blome at AR10490 or Mrs. Hines at HA77018. Harold Taylor, Sidney Hook, Edgar Friedenberg, and Albert Shanker, distinguished educators and commentators on the contemporary social scene, will be the participants taking part in the symposium, The Crisis in Democratic Institutions, A Search for Sanity, to be held at the New York Society for Ethical Culture, 2 West 64th Street in Manhattan, the evening of Friday, March 7th at 8 p.m.
WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
When you get a headache, does the tablet you take give you all the relief you need? Does it relieve the pain with its nervous tension and feelings of depression? No? Then you should try Anacin tablets.
Anacin is a special fortified formula that contains the strong pain relief medication doctors recommend most for headaches.
Minutes after taking Anacin, headache goes. Its nervous tension and depression go. You feel relaxed.
Remember, Anacin gives you all the relief your headache should need.
Hemorrhoid sufferers, don't think you are alone. There are millions, yes, millions of other people who suffer this painful distress too. But fortunately, several outstanding doctors have found that Preparation H gives prompt temporary relief from pain and actually shrinks hemorrhoids, except in severe or persistent cases. Yes, tests on hundreds of patients prove this so in most cases. Remember, for best results, follow directions. Preparation H.
Listen. The love song. Listen for the love song. If you think your chance for love is growing slim, you'll be all alone some night when lights are dim. Then across a crowded room your eyes see him. You'll hear a melody playing, and then your heart will start saying, run, 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 run to him. Listen for the love song. Listen for the love song. The melody will make you soon forget the pain.
Page,
the love song. A monitor tip for drivers: when you're driving on a highway and you're not sure an exit is the one you want, take it anyhow once you've started for it, because once you're off the highway you can check your map or your directions. If you find you were wrong, It's much easier to get back on the highway at the next entrance. Never try to back up to an exit if you miss it. And you know how many people you've seen do that. A lot of them ain't with us. Now this from State Farm.
David Frost here for State Farm Mutual. From the results of a series of violent meetings, it appears that, like the English, Americans are well on the way to solving the problem of overcrowded highways. Unfortunately, we're all doing it by a process of elimination. A typical meeting goes something like this. One auto, sometimes driven by a person who maybe shouldn't even hold a driver's license, violently meets another auto. Sometimes one driver is eliminated, sometimes both. State Farm doesn't feel that this is the way to solve the American traffic problem. They feel that the National Highway Safety Bureau's 16-step safety plan is a far better way. That's why they're urging you to support it too. Because if the violent meetings go on like this, the problem might well become what to do with empty highways. And who's going to be left around to solve that one?
For your car, your home, your life, and your health. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
A Monitor News special. As you've heard in the news, Russia has accused Red China of a border raid. Here's a further report on that situation from Kenneth Bernstein, NBC News, Moscow.
As the diplomatic and ideological relations between Moscow and Peking have deteriorated, there have been recurrent reports of border incidents, but seldom has there been direct official confirmation. Tonight, TASS News Agency moved with unusual speed to report a clash on the border in the Soviet Far East. The report moved only 18 hours after the stated time of the incident in an isolated area along the Ussuri River. Thus, there's an armed Chinese unit, that's the only description given, opened fire at a Soviet border post. It adds, there are killed and wounded, but doesn't say on which side. The Russians also moved quickly to send a protest note to Peking. This, according to TASS, says specifically that any provocative actions by Chinese authorities on the Soviet-Chinese border will be rebuffed and resolutely cut short. Tonight's announcement will come as a jolt to the average Russian, even though for some months the official Soviet propaganda has talked up border vigilance. Notes of protest from Moscow to Peking and from Peking to Moscow flew like a shuttle at one time, then seemed to be simmering down as both sides appeared to be reluctant to be the first to break diplomatic relations. Now the war of words, nasty ideological words mostly, has been overtaken by violence, but it's too early to say how serious this new stage is considered. Kenneth Bernstein, NBC News, Moscow.
News as it happens, all weekend on Monitor.
Got to say hello, it's a lucky day.
Goodbye, Columbus. At no time in history has leadership been more important to countries in the Middle East. Alvin Rosenfeld reports on the situation in Israel.
If he had his choice, the average Israeli would probably choose Defense Minister Moshe Dayan as successor to Premier Levi Eshkol, who died this week. Such decisions, however, are made not by the public, but by the kingmakers of the dominant Labor Party. And Dayan, although a member of the party, is a maverick, a controversial figure. Controversy is the last thing the party leaders, or the public for that matter, want at a time when Israelis face new challenges on the borders and in the international arena. For the same reasons, the party would be happiest to postpone a struggle which apparently must come one day. The struggle between Dayan and another representative of the younger generation, the less colorful, steadier Yigal Alon, deputy premier under Eshkol, now caretaker premier until a new government can be formed. Chances are, therefore, that the mantle will fall on Golda Meir, one-time foreign minister, now in her 70s, not in the best of health, in other words, an interim premier to maintain the present broad left-to-right emergency coalition until the elections in the fall. Dayan's appointment, if it came, would probably result in a change of style and pace in government. But politics follows the law of the possible. Whether Dayan or Alon or Golda Meir is premier, Israel is bound to stick to its basic policy. No retreat without peace, no solutions imposed by the great powers, retaliation when attacked. The Israeli public, understanding this, would accept the party decision. Alvin Rosenfeld, NBC News, Jerusalem.
Marching band with the Tipsy Gypsy. In Rhinelander, Wisconsin, where the snow is deep, I hope you're indoors, listening to station WOBT. All the NBC voices chime in, then we'll be back. Morgan for Monitor.
Exclusive performances from the opera and concert stage join host Donald Voorhees for encores from the Bell Telephone Hour tonight on most of these NBC stations.
What are you eating, Glenn?
I'm having a delicious Wetson's hamburger.
It's great.
Does it really taste that good? Don't be naive. A Wetson's hamburger is a triumph of culinary art.
You love Wetson's taste of happiness on a bun.
In Lodi, New Jersey, there is a Wetson's on Essex Street at the junction of Route 17. In the Bronx, New York, a Wetson's is located on Boston Post Road between Eastchester and Baychester Avenues. For the Wetson's nearest you, check the phone book.
What are you doing with your retirement? Now that you've learned what living is all about, why not spend a year teaching it? Volunteers in service to America are needed now to help in the war on poverty. Vista volunteers live where the poor live. They teach some of the lessons they've learned in their own lives. Their work is paying off. Come out of retirement, into the poverty fight. Wright Vista, Box 7, Washington, D.C.
WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
This is Jim Iyer, WNBC News. It's 4:30, 35 degrees, and snowing in New York.
The chairman of the American Zionist Council has urged the United States government to act in the most forceful manner to prevent the planned execution this week of several Iraqis, including three Jews. Rabbi Israel Miller of New York sent a telegram to Secretary of State William Rogers. In it, he declared that the men were about to be murdered by the Iraqi government for nothing more than the fact that they are out of sympathy with the aims of the present Iraqi regime. Speaking in New York today, Francis Cardinal O'Boyle of Washington, D.C., again deplored Roman Catholic theologians who questioned the traditional teaching authority of the Pope. The Cardinal's archdiocese became the focus of conflict over the Pope's birth control encyclical last year. In his first major speech on the subject since last November, Cardinal O'Boyle said that even if the theologians were more intelligent than the Pope, which the Cardinal said he doubts, they were not appointed by Christ to lead the people of God on the way of salvation. His reference was to the succession of popes since the first pope, Peter. Cardinal O'Boyle made his remarks during an address before 300 members of the Catholic Court Attaché's Guild here in New York City. State Senator John Markey has rejected reports that he's being pressured to quit the June 17th primary for the Republican mayoral nomination. It was reported that Vice President Spiro Agnew and three other Republicans had privately urged Markey to quit. They reportedly feel that Mayor Lindsay would then run better in the general election. Markey, a conservative Republican, says he would be very hawkish in dealing with civil disobedience and that he'll campaign in every nook and cranny of New York City. The Newark City Council, which last month said it had to cut off funds for the city's extensive library system, says it will organize a march on Trenton, March the 10th, to try to save the institution. Petitions will be circulated throughout Newark starting Monday, asking for state financing of the facility. A drag race car went out of control at Yellow River Drag Strip in Covington, Georgia today. It slammed into the spectators, killing several and injuring at least 50 others. The injured are being rushed to hospitals. No other details were immediately available. Russia says an armed Chinese unit has crossed the Soviet frontier and fired at Soviet border guards, and it says there are some dead and wounded. The Western allies have rejected a Russian warning that it will not guarantee the safety of Allied planes flying West German lawmakers to West Berlin. President Nixon is on his way back to the United States from his eight-day tour of Europe. On the final day of his tour, President Nixon had a 75-minute audience with the Pope and got a promise from President de Gaulle to visit Washington early next year. Former President Eisenhower is showing significant progress today in his battle with pneumonia. The countdown for tomorrow morning's launch of Apollo 9 continues on schedule at Cape Kennedy. WNBC News will cover the launch on radio and TV. The forecast: snow and gusty winds tonight with possible accumulations of 2 to 4 inches. A low tonight about 30. Tomorrow partly cloudy with a high in the upper 30s. It's now 35 degrees and snowing lightly in New York. In NBA play this afternoon, Philadelphia defeated Detroit. The final in that one, Philadelphia 126, Detroit 112. This is Jim Iyer, WNBC News. A reminder once again that WNBC will be covering the launch tomorrow of Apollo 9 from Cape Kennedy. Now back to NBC's Monitor.
There's nothing about it I can't.
happening to you.
Something's happening with Herman's Hermits. Monitor with Morgan. A checkup report now on expatriates now living in Canada. Here's reporter Pryor Smith.
The United States of America may be the land of the brave and the home of the free, but there are many Americans now living in Canada who would tend to disagree. Each year, hundreds of young men leave the United States, never to return again. The reason? They're either evading military induction or deserting military service. This reporter talked with three young new Canadians who deserted military service to seek a new life under the protection of Canadian immigration laws.
What runs through a young man's mind just before he decides to make up that big decision?
Well, for one thing, wondering what the immediate family will think. I know in my own particular case, I was wondering whether or not I was going to still have a family left in the States when I left, and I found that I do. And wondering exactly what type of reception you're going to get, where you're going, and whether or not you're going to be able to make it once you get there.
Well, part of it was, as you're, after you've made the decision, it's this great leap into the unknown. For Canadians, it might sound strange to have see somebody, they're coming to Canada, seem as a great leap into the unknown. But it is. You're making a big stand. A great moral stand for me, and a political stand. But the results of it are totally unpredictable.
If the draft was eliminated in the United States, and the door was open for your safe return, would you want to go back home?
I guess I'd only answer by saying don't expect the draft to be eliminated. I'd be the last one to believe that there could be an amnesty in the United States. And if those conditions prevailed and they offered the opportunity to go home with honor and to continue to be a critical force inside of a society that hadn't thoroughly changed itself, certainly some people would see that as an obligation on their part. Others would have found homes in Canada and been quite pleased to stay in Canada. And you'd find 100 different answers with 100 different guys, I guess. Well, I can say after having been up here for about a year and a half now, I've found myself. I've got a job which is humanly satisfying. I've found a community of friends. I would think a long time before going back. I like it here.
I'd probably go back to visit as a holiday to see family and old friends, but I doubt that I'd ever move back to the United States to live there. I like Canada.
The fathers of each of these young men are veterans, one an honored veteran of the Second World War. Their parents approve of what they've done, have done all they can to assist, and in fact visit them when at all possible. This is Pryor Smith reporting from Montreal.
David Houston. My woman's good to me.
Your lips are warm and close to mine. I know they taste like warm red wine. And if I let myself go, I know I'd fall. But someone's waiting all alone by a lonely telephone, and though I'd love to stay, I know I'll call. 'Cause I keep forgetting. No, I have to live with what I
And though I'd love to stay, I'd better go.
The monitor beak wing bling.
This is Charlie Brown. All I said was I like to keep things moving with music, news, weather, ski, and traffic reports. And boy, did I get told where to go.
This is the place, WNBC Radio 660, where Charlie Brown makes things move weekdays 3 to 7 p.m.
Tonight at 10, WNBC-TV examines the challenges to established religion in a one-hour primetime special, New Voices in the Wilderness. Clergymen of all major faiths are re-examining the basic tenets of their religions that have existed for centuries, and many have become deeply involved in the problems of their communities. Find out why the New Voices from Belmore to Harlem are speaking out on religion today. Watch New Voices in the Wilderness tonight at 10 on Channel 4.
WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
When you get a headache, does the tablet you take give you all the relief you need? Does it relieve the pain with its nervous tension and feelings of depression? No? Then you should try Anacin tablets.
Anacin is a special fortified formula that contains the strong pain relief medication doctors recommend most for headaches.
Minutes after taking Anacin, headache goes. Its nervous tension and depression go. You feel relaxed.
Remember, Anacin gives you all the relief your headache should need.
Certain health problems can now be openly discussed. For example, hemorrhoids. An exclusive medication for hemorrhoids, Preparation H, has proved remarkably effective by several outstanding doctors. The results? In most cases, Preparation H gives prompt, temporary relief from pain and actually shrinks hemorrhoids. Except in severe or persistent cases, Preparation H reduces hemorrhoids. For best results, follow directions.
We walk hand in hand by the sea, and we breathe in the cool, salty air. You turn to me with a kiss in your eyes, and my heart feels a thrill beyond compare. Cling to mine, it's wonderful, wonderful. The earth and the sky. I turn to you, and you melt in my arms. There we are, darling, only you and I. What a moment to share! It's wonderful, wonderful, oh, so wonderful, my love. This world is full of wondrous things, it's true. I sit by your side, and we're lost in a world of our own. I feel the glow of your unspoken love. I'm aware of the treasure that I own. And I say to myself, it's wonderful, wonderful, oh, so wonderful, my. Oh, my love.
night and wonderful, 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 wonderful. Stop, stop. Monitor brings you Laugh-In from the new album of the same name. Here come the jokes.
Everybody knows Burbank is the financial center of the world. You're putting me on.
Mr. Schwartz?
That's the name.
I'm the property tax assessor for this township, and...
Pleasant.
Well, there's a little situation that's come up.
So?
Well, you see, Mr. Schwartz, all the property in this area of town was recently purchased by a Catholic seminary.
Oh, so?
Yeah, and this section over here was just acquired by the synagogue.
So?
Well, this remaining portion here was just purchased by the Presbyterian Church. That leaves only one other piece of property right here, and that's you.
What's this got to do with me? I sell Tootsie Rolls.
I know. It means that you have to come up with the entire town budget is $87,000.
That's a lot of Tootsie Rolls. Why do I have to come up with all that money?
Well, because the rest of the town is now owned by various churches, and as everyone knows, churches don't pay taxes.
Churches don't pay taxes?
Well, that's the law, Mr. Schwartz. What can I do?
Well, I'll tell you one thing you can do. First, you take your elbow off my altar.
Hey, mister, could you give me $5 for my sick mother?
Why, certainly, son. Here's your $5.
Gee, thanks. Here's my mother.
Laugh in 69 from the top-rated television show, now in an album. A monitor tip for automobile owners. A stone or even a beetle striking... Well, that's what it says. A beetle striking a car going 70 miles an hour can chip the paint. It's probably the one with the glasses. So don't leave chipped spots on your... Oh, forget it. Now this from State Farm.
Hi, I'm Don Adams. The other day, I was trapped in the most dangerous place on Earth, the downtown freeway. Some of the drivers there put notches on their steering wheels for the cars they knock off. At one end of the freeway, there's a scoreboard. Sports cars are 3 points. Big cars are 5 points. And if you hit a bus, you get 10, and the scoreboard fires rockets. Well, I promised myself that if I ever got off that road alive, I'd do two things. First, I'd never drive on it again. Second, I'd get car insurance from State Farm Mutual, the world's biggest, because they're famous for lightning-fast claim service. And because State Farm has 3,917 claim representatives. If it weren't for that freeway, they'd probably only need three. Would you believe four?
For your car, your home, your life, and your health. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
The thing about cars is, I don't really understand them. What goes into them, I mean. So it's really a help when somebody just explains. The Plymouth ads are, you know, straight. Their Fury has a lot of things the other low-priced cars don't have, so they come right out and say it. The biggest trunk, biggest brakes, biggest back seat, that sort of thing. Then they put on torsion bars? Anyway, the other guys don't have them, and you get really good handling. I don't know. I get tired of all the frilly, gimmicky sort of talk. Plymouth tells it like it is, and that's the way it should be.
The straight story. Nice to hear when you're shopping for a car. Find out for yourself during your Plymouth dealer's great Plymouth sale. They tell it like it is.
Here's Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports.
Last weekend at Charlestown Racetrack, history was made when a girl jockey not only rode in a race against men, but won it. Her name is Barbara Jo Rubin, and I asked her where it all started for her around the racetrack.
Well, about a year and a half ago, I started off by walking horses and rubbing them, and in order to get a shot to get on a horse, I had to work until maybe 5:30 until 12 o'clock, rubbing horses and walking them in order to get on one horse a morning to learn how to gallop. And I did this for about 2 months.
You learn how to gallop, or does somebody teach you?
No, I just watched and tried to pick it up myself because there wasn't really anybody to teach you.
Did you have any kind of schooling at all, or is it all self-taught?
No, a few boys, when they go by, they tell me to keep my hands down or how to tie my knot, and they tell me to jack my irons up or, you know, different little hints.
How much do you weigh, Barbara Jo?
I weigh 106.
How about strength? How do you build yourself up as far as strength?
Well, I gallop about 8 or 9 horses a morning, and every now and then I'll take a little run. I eat plenty of steaks, and I'm pretty fit.
Many people feel, I don't know about the betters, but racetrack people say that the jockeys, the male jockeys, will worry when there's a female in the race, that maybe she'll panic and they'll be constantly looking for her so they don't hurt her. Do you find that?
No. Well, I don't panic very easily. In fact, a lot of jockeys told me that I'd be awfully scared, you know, in my first race and my second race, and that they were so frightened that they forgot to put their goggles down and one thing and another. And at no time at all while I was riding was I nervous. In fact, I fell asleep before my race, you know, in the first aid room where I was changing. And after the race, I was happy that I'd won.
Did you do anything?
Nothing bothered me.
Did you do anything at all that tipped off any nervousness? Did you forget to bring anything to the weigh-in or?
No.
Just
I'm very relaxed. I mean, I take everything as it comes.
You talk about changing. That brings up a point. Where does a female jockey get dressed at a track?
Well, they down in Nassau, they put me in the one of the stewards' room. And at Charlestown, I change in the first aid room.
Doesn't present too big a problem, huh?
No, it doesn't.
What about when you're riding? Do you talk to the horses?
Yes, I do.
What do you say to them?
Well, like in that race that I rode on Saturday night, coming down the stretch, it was pretty close there. And I started sticking my horse, and I just said, oh, come on, Cove. And he moved up a little bit. But see, I work with him every morning, and I talk to him, and it relaxes him. I get along with him good.
You talk to all the horses?
Yes.
Nice as she is, I wouldn't be surprised if the horses answered her. That was girl jockey Barbara Jo Rubin. And this is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports. And now this for the associates. You know, if you're already wondering how you're going to pay your income taxes, I have just two words to say to you. Associates Finance. They're nice people with money to loan you. For taxes, for car repairs, for medical expenses, dental expenses, for any good purpose. Chances are there's an associate's office near you. It's in the yellow pages. Associates, nice people with money to loan you.
This just in from NBC News in Washington. The latest medical bulletin on former President Eisenhower indicates that he's continuing to make progress. The statement by Brigadier General Frederick Hughes, the commanding general of Walter Reed Hospital, said this. General Eisenhower spent a quiet day catching up on needed rest. His oral intake and vital signs continue satisfactory. By Manfredo Fest. In Washington, D.C., you're listening on station WRC. Wherever you are, stay tuned, there's more. Working for Monitor.